The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 7, text number 14, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on April 1st, 2007, in Sofia, Bulgaria.
So tonight, we are reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 7, text number 14. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Daivihi esha gunamayi mama maya dorajyaya mameva ye prapajyante mayam etam charanti te. This divine energy of mine, consisting of the three modes of material nature, is difficult to overcome, but those who have surrendered unto me can easily cross beyond it. Purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead has innumerable energies, and all these energies are divine. Although the living entities are part of His energies and are therefore divine, due to contact with material energy, their original superior power is covered. Being thus covered by material energy, one cannot possibly overcome its influence. As previously stated, both the material and spiritual natures, being emanations from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, are eternal. The living entities belong to the eternal superior nature of the Lord, but due to contamination by the inferior nature matter, their illusion is also eternal. The conditioned soul is therefore called Nitya Buddha, or eternally conditioned. No one can trace out the history of his becoming conditioned at a certain date in material history. Consequently, his release from the clutches of material nature is very difficult, even though that material nature is an inferior energy, because material energy is ultimately conducted by the Supreme Will, which the living entity cannot overcome. Inferior material nature is defined herein as divine nature, due to its divine connection and movement by the divine will. Being conducted by divine will, material nature, although inferior, acts so wonderfully in the construction and destruction of the cosmic manifestation. And the Vedas confirm this as follows: Mayam tu Prakritim Vidyan, Mayanam tu Maheshwaram. Although Maya illusion is false or temporary, the background of Maya is the Supreme Magician, the Personality of Godhead, who is Maheshwara, the Supreme Controller. Quoted from Svetashvatara Upanishad 4.10. Another meaning of guna is rope. It is to be understood that the conditioned soul is tightly bound by the ropes of illusion. A man bound by the hands and feet cannot free himself. He must be helped by a person who is unbound. Because the bound cannot help the bound, the rescuer must be liberated. Therefore, only Lord Krishna, or his bona fide representative, the spiritual master, can release the conditioned soul. Without such superior help, one cannot be freed from the bondage of material nature. Devotional service, or Krishna consciousness, can help one get such release. Krishna, being the Lord of illusory energy, can order this insurmountable energy to release the conditioned soul. He orders this release out of his causeless mercy on the surrendered soul and out of his paternal affection for the living entity who is originally a beloved son of the Lord. Therefore, surrender under the lotus feet of the Lord is the only means to get free from the clutches of the stringent material nature. The words Mam Eva are also significant. Mam means unto Krishna, Vishnu only, and not Brahma or Shiva. Although Brahma and Shiva are greatly elevated and are almost on the level of Vishnu, it is not possible for such incarnations of Rajoguna, passion, and Tamoguna, ignorance, to release the conditioned soul from the clutches of Maya. In other words, both Brahma and Shiva are also under the influence of Maya. Only Vishnu is the master of Maya, therefore he alone can give release to the conditioned soul. The Vedas, Shvetashvatara Upanishad 3.8, confirm this in the phrase Tam Eva Vritya, or freedom is possible only by understanding Krishna. Even Lord Shiva affirms that liberation can be achieved only by the mercy of Vishnu. Lord Shiva says Mukti Pradada Sarvesham Vishnur Eva Nasangshayaha. There is no doubt that Vishnu is the deliverer of liberation for everyone. Om Jnana Timadantasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Shtapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam. So, there is nothing more important than hearing this knowledge. In this material world, we are in the darkness of ignorance. We have been conditioned by this material society to identify with our material bodies. We think that our happiness is based on satisfying my body. And the bodily senses of my loved ones. But the difficulty is, I am not this body. And my loved ones are also not their bodies. So if we simply try to satisfy ourselves on the level of the body, we don't really become satisfied. Just like if I am hungry and I put my chadar in a bowl of dal, the chadar will soak up the dal. But will I become fat? I will still go hungry. Even though my chadar is becoming soaked up and full of dal. So, the body is like the chadar. It is a garment that the Atma is wearing, that is all. So working hard simply to satisfy the body means you're simply soaking your chadar full of dal, that's all. Well, you remain very, very hungry. I am based in America. I don't spend much time there, but my base is there.
Не прекарам много време там, но квартирата ми е там.
In America they have all material facilities.
В Америка те имат всички материални условия.
Nice houses, apartments, highways, modern cars, money, everything they have.
Къщи, хубави коли, магистрали, пари, всичко имат.
The people are miserable.
Но хората са нещастни.
The children bring guns to school and shoot each other.
Децата им носят оръжие в училище и се стрелват едно друго.
And when people get laid off from their job, they bring a gun to work to shoot their boss dead.
А когато ги уволнят от работа, отиват с пистолет в работата си.
And then they shoot the coworkers and they shoot themselves.
Застрелят шефа си, колегите си и да накрая да се самоубият.
This is happening regularly in America, in the workplace and in the schools.
Това се случва редовно в Америка и на работните места, в училище.
Because even though they have all money and facility,
защото въпреки че имат всички пари и условия,
they are frustrated.
Те са фрустрирани.
In fact, among teenagers, there's a very, very high suicide rate among teenagers.
Всъщност, нивото на самоубийствата между тинейджерите е много високо.
In America.
Америка.
So material advancement, although necessary,
така че материалният напредък, въпреки че е нужен,
for the sake of keeping the body functioning properly,
за да помага на тялото да функционира правилно,
doesn't actually satisfy the person who is seated within the body.
Не удовлетворява всъщност личността, която стои вътре в тялото.
Therefore, along with our material advancement,
така че заедно с нашия материален напредък,
we must side by side cultivate spiritual advancement.
Трябва ръка за ръка с това да развиваме духовен напредък.
What is that shloka in the Isha Upanishad that says that one should cultivate nescience and transcendence side by side? There's a shloka like that in the Isha Upanishad. Shri Isha Upanishad. Huh? Vidyam cha vidyam yashchad vedo bayam saha. The one who can process the, who can, what is that word? One who can cultivate nescience and transcendence side by side. Only that person is qualified to transcend the influence of birth or death and achieve the full blessings of immortality. That is the shloka.
И тази шлока от Шри Шупанишад казва, че само този, който може ръка за ръка да развива знание и незнание едновременно, той е единствено квалифициран да трансцендентира влиянието на тази материална енергия.
So someone might say, well, that's very good. I wanted to cultivate nescience.
Някой може да си каже, това е много хубаво, аз искам да култивирам невежество.
So now I have the blessings of the Isha Upanishad to cultivate nescience.
И така сега имам благословите да култивирам невежество.
But no, that you're already cultivating nescience.
Не, не, вие вече сте култивирали невежество.
Now you have to add transcendence.
Сега трябва да добавите трансценденталността.
You have an unequal balance there. There has to be a proper balance of nescience and transcendence.
Вече имате неправилен баланс между двете, а трябва да има правилен баланс между невежество и трансценденталност.
But we're putting everything on the nescience side now. That's the problem. It's out of balance.
Ние правим неправилен баланс на страната на невежеството.
Nescience means you're not the body, but still you have to take care of the body.
А невежество означава, вие не сте тялото, но въпреки това трябва да се грижите за тялото.
You have to feed it.
Трябва да го храните.
You have to take it to the toilet room.
Трябва да го, you know, да го водите в туалетната.
Nescience.
Това е невежество.
But it's, what can you do? You know, you have to do that.
Но какво да си направи? Трябва да правите и това.
But the most important thing is that you have to cultivate your Krishna consciousness. If you simply become expert in taking care of the nescient side of the of existence, then you remain in
nescience.
But if you can add the transcendence, the cultivation of transcendence to your program, then you will become liberated.
Но ако може да добавите и развиването на
The human life is meant for cultivating knowledge of the transcendence. This is why it is instructed in the Vedanta Sutra. Atato Brahma Jigyasa. Now that you have a human form, you must utilize it to cultivate knowledge of the Absolute Truth. If you do not do this, you know what will happen to you? You see, animal life, they simply care about nation activities. Eating, sleeping, mating and defending. That's all. The animal, if you invite the dog to come to Bhagavad Gita class, you might be able to lure him if you threw a bone in the middle of the classroom. But he would still not hear the class. He would be gnawing on that bone, that's all. That is expected. He is dog. That is his nature. The dog does not have the nature to inquire about the Absolute Truth. But you see, a human being, he can ask these questions. Who am I? Where have I come from? What is the purpose of my existence? What is my destination at the time of death? Do I have any control over what happens to me at the time of death? Or do I just have to accept whatever comes? You see, an intelligent person, he asks these questions. If he's sincere to find the answer, Krishna will bring him in contact with a bona fide spiritual master. Who will then answer these questions expertly and thoroughly? So that the person can actually get the proper techniques for becoming an enlightened soul. No one is meant to remain in rotting in nescience. Every human being is meant to become a spiritually awakened being. Formerly, it was practically impossible for anyone except a chosen, except for a very select few, to achieve it. But now, by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even the unqualified persons can become Krishna conscious. During the manifest pastimes of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda on this planet, we see a classic example of this. There were two of the greatest rogues, Jagai and Madai. They were rapists. They were drunkards. They were robbers. They were murderers. They were the leaders of the mafia in their area. They were big, big criminals. And they heard the Harinam Sankirtan going on. And they became very, very angry. At that time, Lord Nityananda and Haridas Thakur, they were going out preaching. So they approached these two drunkards and asked them to chant Hare Krishna mantra. So Jagai Madai chased them away at a considerable distance. And again they approached them another day. That again they said, you chant these names, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And this time, that rascal, Madai, he took a liquor-drinking pot and he smashed it on the head of Lord Nityananda.
И отново на следващия ден Бог Нитянанда и Такур Харидас се приближили към тях и ги помолили да възпяват тази Харе и Кришна мантра. И тогава този негодник Джагай, той взел едно парче от счупен глинен съд за алкохол и го счупил в главата на Бог Нитянанда.
It was a horrible thing.
Това било ужасно нещо.
Profuse blood was flowing from the forehead of Lord Nityananda.
Много кръв текнало от челото на Бог Нитянанда.
And then Lord Chaitanya, he heard about this horrible offense against Lord Nityananda. He came running to the spot in a great rage of anger. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. Krishna, actually he is also Lord Vishnu. So, Lord Vishnu, he always carries on that one of his arms that chakra, that deadly chakra, the ultimate weapon. Sharp as a razor. Sharp as a laser. So, this is a mobile-free zone. When you come here, turn off your mobile phones or put them on the vibration mode. Can you imagine if Arjuna was on the chariot and Krishna was speaking Bhagavad Gita, and all of a sudden Arjuna's mobile phone rang. And he said, just a minute, Krishna, it's Yudhisthira on the line. That would not be appropriate. So you must either turn off your mobile phone or put it on vibrate mode when the class is going on. Srila Prabhupada was very strict against any distractions for the class. I know, I was sitting with Prabhupada in Atlanta at the morning Bhagavatam class. And in the kitchen, my godbrother, Ramanath Sukha Prabhu, he was cutting some fruit on the cutting board. It wasn't very loud, just cutting some banana or something, an apple, you know, very soft little cut. Prabhupada said, what is that sound? And that was Prabhupada's signal. This is not good. This must be stopped. So immediately the devotees rushed to the kitchen. Prabhu, stop cutting the fruit. I don't know what the cook did, but he had, you know, an offering to make. But he somehow managed to do it, because maybe he cut it in his hand in the air. I don't know what he did, but you cannot. There should be no sounds whatsoever when the class is going on. That's Prabhupada's standard.
Не знам как се справи готвача, защото той си имаше някакъв стандарт, който трябваше да сготви, може би го рязва във въздуха или на ръка, но по някакъв начин се справи, но това е, не трябва да има никакви звуци по време на лекция, това е стандартно на Шрила Прабхупада.
That's how important it is that everybody here with rapt attention, every single word of the Bhagavad Gita and the Srimad Bhagavatam.
Човек трябва да чуе
It's not a power trip of the speaker that he wants to control everyone. It's for the benefit of everyone who is attending the function. That if there can be very, very, very intense concentration on every word of the Bhagavad Gita and the Srimad Bhagavatam, then everyone makes great spiritual progress by that hearing. As we have previously discussed, that is the qualification for being accepted by the bona fide guru. One who hears very nicely is a qualified person for going back to home, back to Godhead. So this is why every arrangement should be made that there's no distracting noises going on. So that everyone can very intensely focus on each and every syllable of the Bhagavad Gita and the Srimad Bhagavatam. This is not an ordinary speech. This is known as Shabda Brahma. Every word is Krishna Himself, manifested here within this material existence to liberate the hearers from their entanglement within the cycle of birth and death. Therefore, we must have the utmost respect for these Krishna Katha discussions. This is why the speaker is offered the Vyasasam. It is actually respecting the message which is coming out of his mouth. The Vyasasan is not meant for flattering a person. It is meant to give all honor and respect to the message which is coming down through the Guru Parampara system. The spiritual master is the bona fide representative of Srila Vyasadeva. So actually we are respecting Vyasadeva by respecting the message. That's why it's called Vyasasan, because the words are the words coming from Veda Vyasa. And that's why when we celebrate the birthday of the spiritual master, it is called Vyas Puja. Because the spiritual master is the representative of
Vyasadeva.
By worshipping him on his appearance day, we are worshipping
Vyasadeva.
So this message is very, very essential. If this message is heard with a mood of submissive attitude, it will liberate us from the modes of material nature. It will enable us to enter into pure Krishna bhakti and become completely, totally qualified to go back to home, back to God. So I can ask now if there's any questions.
He didn't finish the story about Nityananda
Prabhu
and Lord Chaitanya.
Yes.
He didn't finish the story about Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya.
Yes. We will get back to the mobile phone put us on a sidetrack there. Of course, it was a nice sidetrack. We get back to meanwhile, back in Navadvip. Lord Chaitanya came there in a fit of divine anger. He was absolutely, completely furious that Lord Nityananda would be insulted by this drunken rascal, Madai.
Това било напълно бесен от това, че Бог Нитинанда бил оскърбен от този пияница Мадай.
Along with his rascal brother Jagai.
И неговия брат негодник Jagai.
So he invoked that ultimate weapon, the Sudarshan Chakra. And he was ready to cut off the head of these rascals. But Lord Nityananda said, "My dear Lord Chaitanya, in this age, everyone is a rascal like this Jagai Madai. If you kill them, you'll have to kill everyone. But my Lord, you are known as Patita Pavana. You were the friend of the fallen souls. So how you can kill?" So Lord Chaitanya said, "All right. If they will give up their sinful life, and they will chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, I will spare them and I will accept them as my disciples."
Ако те оставят своя греховен живот и възпят Харе Кришна Махамантра, ще им спестят живота и ще ги приема за свои ученици.
So these two brothers, they got some good sense.
И тези двама братя изведнъж получили малко акълка.
And they thought, "Yes, this is very good."
И те си помисли, "Да, това е добре."
We will surrender to Lord Chaitanya.
Ще се отдадем на Бог Чайтанья.
And now, even though they were the biggest rogues and rascals, now we celebrate their names as holy names. That Lord Krishna came as Sachi's son, Balaram came as Nitai, by chanting the wretched have all been saved, including Jagai and Madai. It's a nice song by Narottam.
Това е една прекрасна песен от Наратам Дас Такур, в която се казва, че...
I have just now forgotten the Bengali, but I remember the English translation.
Че сега синът, сега Кришна като Сачи Сута, а Бог Баларам като Нитай, и сега те ще спасят всички паднали души.
Lord Krishna comes as Sachi's son. Balaram descends as Nitai. By chanting the wretched have all been saved, including Jagai and Madai. So it's a nice song. It is glorifying these two rascals. Now their names have become celebrated. Narottam Das Thakur has put their names in his song. So now for the last 500 years, Vaishnavas sing the holy names Jagai and Madai. They actually got some initiated names. I don't know their initiated names. They're better known as Jagai and Madai. So even their karmic names, they became very celebrated by their karmic names even. They became great devotees of Chaitanya and Nityananda. So if there is hope for Jagai Madai, rapists, murderers, robbers, the most wicked, degraded fellows you can imagine, Then there is hope for us also. We simply have to take that mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. And we can become liberated souls. Any other questions? Yeah.
Чакрата, когато
те са били пазачи на Вайкунта, когато са приели да живеят три живота като демони в този свят и те забравят това. Същевременно, как така става, че и Бог Чайтаня за негово забавление, като че ли и той забравя? Че те са пазачите на Вайкунта, че те всъщност тук са дошли да изкупят едно такова и в тези взаимоотношения, като че ли на пръв
Right, so it is known that Jagai Madai are actually the doorkeepers of Vaikuntha that came here for the pleasure of the Lord.
So that's right.
So how come Lord Chaitanya, being the Supreme Lord, the omniscient Supreme Lord, he forgot their position and he was going to kill them?
It is divine lila, that's so.
Това е божествена лила, това е всичко.
Actually, Lord Krishna and Lord Chaitanya, they never forget. But sometimes even they forget for the purpose of lila. Prabhupada, I heard Prabhupada explain recently, sometimes Krishna forgets that he's God. Next question.
Yeah.
Doorkeeper of Vaikuntha, they came in three lives, which they had to fight and be killed by the Lord. And this one, they surrendered to the Lord.
Yes.
That makes a lot of difference there. By surrendering, they were saved by the Lord.
Yeah, this time they didn't get killed. That's right.
Всъщност има дълбока полка в това забавление. Всъщност те идват, пазачите на Вайкунта, те идват за три живота и се бият с Бога и биват убивани в продължение на три живота. Всеки живот биват убивани в този четвърти живот. Те не биват убивани, защото се отдават на Бога и полката е всъщност, че отдавайки се на Бога, те са били пощадени и всъщност са били издигнати отново до позицията си на
Actually, it's quite interesting because if you remember the pastime of Jagai Madai, of Jai Vijay, they had a choice to seven times as devotees or three times as demon.
How many times as devotees?
Seven times as devotees. I've heard that number, seven. You heard a different number?
Yeah, I've heard 100.
100?
Yeah.
I've heard 7. So seven. In any case, they whatever the number may have been, they could take more births as devotees or less births as demons and go back quicker if they took demon birth.
Значи, ако знаете тази история за Джая Виджая, те имали възможност да изберат между 7 пъти като правилно дадени или 4 пъти или 3 пъти като демони. Цифрата може да е различна, но въпросът е, че повече раждания като демони и по-малко като повече раждания като преондани, по-малко като демони и така колко по-бързо да се върнат обратно.
So they chose to take only three births as demons so they could go back quicker.
Така че те избрали да имат само три живота като демони и да се върнат по-бързо.
So the question is, why did they come back a fourth time as Jagai and Madai?
И въпросът е, защо дошли четвърти път като Джагай и Мадай?
Because they only had to take three births as demons, and then they could go back. So what were they doing in Chaitanya Lila then? They were supposed to be back in Vaikuntha. Do you know the answer? I do. Chaitanya Lila is more ecstatic than Vaikuntha. That's the answer. It's more ecstatic to be in Chaitanya Lila than it is to be in Vaikuntha. And do you know what is ISKCON? It is a manifestation of Chaitanya Lila. So, this is Vaikuntha. This is better than Vaikuntha, actually. And Vaikuntha, there's no preaching. But here we have a whole world full of preaching. So in that sense, this is better than Vaikuntha. How is it that Lord Chaitanya can say, Nadanam najanam nasundarim kavitam vajagadisha kamaye mama janmani janmanishvare bhavatad bhaktir ahaitaki tvai? How can Chaitanya say that? I don't want wealth. I don't want followers. I don't want women. I don't even care about Vaikuntha. I just want devotional service. Now you can understand. That to simply preach this Krishna consciousness, to push forward the Sankirtan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is beyond moksha. It is beyond liberation. Any other questions? Yeah.
Защо не остава така да паднем в материалния свят и да се ударим толкова?
It seems to him that these pastimes of Krishna are very cruel. Why?
If what?
These pastimes of Krishna are very cruel.
These
pastimes of Krishna are very cruel.
There's no cruel pastimes of Krishna.
Why did he leave us fall in the material world so badly and so deeply?
That is Krishna's kindness. You wanted to taste it. You see the young boy, he said, Father, I want to try a cigarette. He said, my dear boy, cigarettes are not good for you. No, but Father, it looks like so much fun. I want to try a cigarette. Son, forget it. You don't need a cigarette. Father, I want a cigarette. Give me a cigarette. You see? So he says, all right, my dear son, I will let you try a cigarette, so you will see for yourself. Because the child is so stubbornly wanting cigarette, the father says, all right, I will buy one pack and you can try. Is that the father's cruelty? Because the son is so stubborn, he wants to try. The father says, all right, I'll let you try now. You can see. If you won't take my word, then you try and you will see.
Жестокостта на бащата ли е? Заради ината на детето, бащата се съгласява и му купува една кутия цигари, за да може да пробва и да разбере със собствен пример.
You should never say there's a cruel pastime of Krishna.
Никой не трябва да каже, че има жестоко забавление на Кришна.
There is no cruelty of Krishna.
Няма никаква жестокост на Кришна.
You wanted it and you got it.
Искал си го и си го получил.
Now learn your lesson.
Сега си научи урока.
Get out of this quagmire.
Излез от тази мая. He says he doesn't want to try anything of this sort.
Then why did you come here? You must have wanted to, that's why you're here. We know that you're a rascal, that's why you have a material body. This is your prison uniform. You can't fool us. We know you're an inmate because you have a material body. Next question. Yeah.
Да. Use that.
забранено. Кришна му е казал, те предварително са убити. Ти нямаш нужда нищо да правиш.
Не, не му казва, че няма нужда да прави нищо.
Те предварително са убити, а той действа чрез неговото тяло, чрез неговите такова. Защо така?
Защо как?
Противоречие се получава.
Okay, защо Кришна пропагандира убийство,
да.
Убийство, а пък ние тук забраняваме убийство,
да.
Така ли? Okay, so he sees some controversy because we prohibit meat eating and killing in our society, but Krishna in Bhagavad Gita induces Arjuna to murder his kinsmen, so isn't that the controversy?
So we are against killing, but yet Krishna induced killing.
Ние сме срещу убийството, пък Кришна кара Арджуна да убива.
Is that a contradiction?
Това противоречи ли?
Krishna's killing and your killing are different.
Убийството на Кришна и твоето убийство, това са две различни неща.
Actually, Krishna doesn't actually kill anyone, nor does he induce Arjuna to kill anyone.
Всъщност Кришна не убива никого, нито пък кара Арджуна да убива някого.
Anyone who was apparently killed by Arjuna, they all got liberated immediately.
Защото всъщност всеки, който е бил убит от Арджуна, е бил освободен веднага.
From this material existence.
От това материално съществуване.
Your slaughterhouse does not liberate those animals from the cycle of birth and death.
Но вашите кланици не освобождават тези животни от цикъла на раждането.
Actually, Krishna is killing everyone anyway by this material nature. Everyone's being killed by Krishna.
Всъщност Кришна убива всички чрез тази материална природа. Всички са убити от Кришна.
Mrityu sarva What is it? Harash Chaham. Krishna says, I am all devouring death. I'm the destroyer of everything.
Krishna каза, аз съм се поглъщащата смърт, аз съм унищожителят на всичко.
So when it comes to killing, Krishna is the supreme killer.
И когато става въпрос за убиване, Кришна е върховният убиец.
Nobody can compete with his killing.
Никой не може да сравнява с неговото убийство.
But his killing and your killing, they are different.
Но неговото убиване и твоето убиване, това са различни неща.
You cannot think that Arjuna, your killing and Krishna's killing, or Arjuna killing under the order of Krishna is the same thing.
Не можеш да мислиш, че твоето убийство и убийство на Кришна или убийство на Арджуна по волята на Кришна са едно и също нещо.
It is completely different.
Това са две напълно различни неща.
Actually, if an aggressor comes to kill you, you have a right to protect yourself.
Всъщност, ако даде някой агресор за да те нападне, ти имаш правото да се защитаваш.
If someone comes to an arsonist comes to burn down your house, you have a right to protect yourself.
Ако някой даде да запали къщата, ти имаш правото да се защитаваш.
So the Kurus headed by Duryodhana, they were rascal thieves.
Така че фамилията Куру, превозени от Дурьодана, те били негодници и крадци.
They had stolen the kingdom from the Pandavas.
Те откраднали царството от Пандавите.
If someone comes to kill you and take away all your possessions, you have a right to protect yourself.
Ако някой дойде и открадне цялото ти, всички твои притежания.
I don't know about the laws in Bulgaria, but in the USA, if someone enters your house with a murderous attempt, they come in with a dangerous weapon, you can kill them without being prosecuted by the law.
А не знам как са законите в България, но в Америка, ако някой влезне в къщата ти с опасни оръжия, ти имаш правото да ги убиеш и няма да бъдеш преследван от закона.
Because they have entered your house as an aggressor.
Защото са влезнали в къщата ти като агресори.
You can legally kill them inside your house without being prosecuted by the law.
Можеш напълно легално да ги убиеш без да бъдеш преследван от закона.
So do you think killing an aggressor and killing an innocent animal who is eating grass in the pasture is the same thing?
Мислиш ли, че това да убиеш един агресор и да убиеш невинно животно, което си пасе?
Do you think it is the same thing?
Спокойно на пасището е.
An innocent cow eating the grass in the pasture? If you murder that cow, that's the same thing as killing an aggressor.
Мислиш ли, че убиеш една невинна крава, която си пасе трева на пасището, убиването на един агресор е едно и също нещо?
Do you think it's the same thing or it's different? Tell me.
Кажи ми, мислиш, че са едно и също нещо или мислиш, че са различни?
Както лично е простил на тези двама разбойници, и така трябва по същия начин да им прости Кришна.
Just as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
I asked, is it the same thing or is it different? That's what I have. What's the answer?
Аз те питам само какъв е твой отговор. Това еднакви неща ли са или са различни неща?
I asked, is killing an innocent cow in the pasture the same thing as killing an aggressor? That's my question. Is it the same thing or is it different?
Едно и също нещо ли е да убиеш невинната крава на, на пасището и агресор, който е влезнал в дома ти с оръжие? Едно и също нещо ли е да ги убиеш?
Когато прощаваш, ти се издигаш над агресора.
Просто да или не?
Не.
Не едно и също нещо.
Едно и също е.
Едно и също е. He says it's the same thing because...
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
So you, if someone enters my house to murder me, it's the same thing as going out and killing an innocent cow that's an eating, that's taking the grass in the pasture and turning it into milk to nourish my body.
Значи ти твърдиш, че едно и също нещо да убиеш някой, който е влезнал в дома ти, за да те убие, и да убиеш невинна крава, която се храни на полето, за да направи мляко, да те нахрани.
What does everyone else think? Do they think it's the same thing?
Какво мислят другите? Това е едно и също нещо ли?
No.
Everyone disagrees with you.
Всички са, никой не се съгласява с теб.
You're outnumbered.
Ти си мълцинство.
Yes.
I'm just thinking ambulance running the red light and he running the red light would be the same circumstances.
Yeah. She's asking you. Yes, you can say.
He says he has additional question.
Question, all right?
He has additional question.
В България има такива петима медици, които са работили в Либия. Те са заразили чрез своите действия 200 деца с спинка. Тъй като българите казват, те са невинни, тъй като не са знаели, либийците са така заради. Казват и ги съдят за това. Те са виновни, защото са извършили това нещо. Кой е правият?
Абе, ще се въздържа да преведа това въпрос, защото това е един много дълбок юридически казус, който не мисля, че трябва да го обсъждам
сега. Ето, същия...
Искаш ли да ти отговоря след това?
Do you know the case about the Bulgarian medics in Libya?
Bulgarian
medics.
Medics.
Yeah, in Libya.
In Libya, what happened?
Well, they were working in a hospital in Libya, and somehow about 200 children got sick with AIDS.
Mm-hmm.
The Libyan government is actually suing them on. They're saying that these medics, they intentionally contaminated their blood with AIDS.
So what's the question?
So Bulgarians say that they're not that the medics are innocent, and the Libyans say that they're wrong. They're guilty. So who's wrong and who's right? I told him that it's not to the matter, but he wants an answer.
That is known by Krishna. He is the ultimate judge of everything.
Той е върховният съдия на всичко.
Is it Krishna knows?
Това е от компетенцията на Кришна.
Krishna has his book where he is noting down all the devotional service that one does.
Има една книга, в която се отбелязва цялото правилно служене, което човек извършва.
And Yamaraj, he is also seeing everything.
Yamaraj също си има вижда всичко.
Any sinful activity you commit, Yamaraj is seeing it and he is noting it down in his book.
Yamaraj вижда и записва в неговата книга.
And wherever your account is more strong, that is where you will go at the time of death.
И там, на където наклони сметката ти в момента на смъртта, на там ще се запътиш.
So the idea is you want to be noted down in Krishna's book as much as possible and in Yamaraj's book as little as possible.
Идеята е, че гледай да си колко се може повече в книгата на Кришна и колко се може по-малко в книгата на Ямараджа.
Because there's at the time of death, you'll be visited by either one of two types of personalities.
Защото в момента на смъртта ще бъдеш посетен от един от двата вида личности.
If you are written up in Yamaraj's book, you'll be visited by the Yama Dutas.
Защото ако си в книгата на Ямараджа, ще те посетят един от четирите наречени Яма Дути.
But if your account is instead in Krishna's book, You'll be visited by the Vishnu Dutas. Even though we are written up very badly right now in Yamaraj's book, if we will fully surrender to Krishna, he will make sure that Yamaraj cancels all of the entries in his book about us.
Ако напълно се отдадем на Кришна, той ще направи така, че Ямарадж ще затраска всичко в своята книга за нас.
But in so far as the medics in Libya, we will leave that up to Yamaraj.
Що се отнася до медиците в Либия, това ще го оставим на Ямарадж.
Because he is seeing everything.
Защото той вижда всичко.
Next question.
Друг въпрос.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
In the chanting of mantra, we should call Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, or Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare.
So, it is ending with A or only Krishna?
Oh, Krishna.
Or Krishna.
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 Yeah, actually, if you go to the subtlest level of pronunciation, the na has to be there. On Krishna, you can't say Krishna without the you cannot say a consonant without a vowel following.
Should I translate?
So there, yeah, you can translate.
Yeah, should I?
Yes.
И така въпрос е дали трябва да произнасяме Hare Krishna или Hare Krishna. Санкшана Прабху казва, че всъщност влизайки на по-дълбоко ниво на разглеждане произношението, не можеш да произнесеш съгласна без след нея да има гласна дори за затъмнена.
We have the example of our founder Acharya, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada.
Имаме примера на нашия основател Ачария А.С. Бхактиведанта Свами Шрила Прабхупада.
We are followers in his footsteps.
Ние следваме в неговите стъпки.
Since he said Krishna, we say Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Now on Ram, you can say Ram or Rama, either one, on Ram. But on Krishna, you must pronounce Krishna, not just Krishna.
Но за Кришна трябва да произнасяш Кришна, а не Кришна.
That is how we have heard it from the lotus mouth of our founder Acharya. So that's how we chant.
Така сме го чули от лотосовите устни на нашия основател Ачария, и това така повтарям.
Next question. Yeah.
Добри на сантиментална основа. И същевременно това няма нищо общо. Знаем, че в Библията е казано пътя това да е послан с добри намерения. Не, това не го превежи второто. Какво нещо да кажа за сантиментална
He says that some people are good just on the sentimental platform. They act nicely towards others on the
sattvagun, yes.
So what would you say about sentimentalism in this case?
That is sattvagun.
By sattvagun.
But as you know from studying Prabhupada's books, if you have read carefully Bhagavad Gita as it is, then you know that one cannot remain always in sattvagun. Because tamagun and rajagun, they are always competing. Along with sattvagun for supremacy. That's why even a pious man, sometimes he becomes angry and he may do something very cruel to someone. Even he's a pious sattvic man. Sometimes rajagun or tamagun overcome him and he does something very cruel to someone.
Дори той е много благочестив и добър човек, може понякога сатвагун и рачагун Раджгуна и Тамгуна да го завладеят и да той да направи нещо много жестоко към някого.
That's why being simply sattvaguni, that is not good enough.
А за това да бъдеш просто сатвагуна не е достатъчно добро.
It is not a solid position.
Това не е стабилна позиция.
In the US we even heard there was some man, he was one of the leaders of his church.
В Америка се чу една история за един човек, който бил лидер на своята църква.
But in his private life he was a serial killer. He was strangling people to death.
Но в личния си живот той бил сериен убиец и удушавал хората. Удушавал хора до смърт.
It was a famous thing. They were trying to figure out who was doing all these murders, and they finally caught him. He turned out to be a upstanding leader of his local church.
Това беше известен случай в Америка. Опитаха се да разберат кой е убийца и накрая го хванаха и това беше лидерът на местната църква.
So on the one hand, he's sattvaguni when he's at church.
И от една страна той е сатвагуна, когато си в църква.
And then he's the most wicked murderer in the dark night. So, becoming a good person in the mode of goodness, that is not sufficient. That is not a solid position. One must come to the transcendental position of Krishna Bhakti. And then you will always be pious man in all conditions. You will never be cruel to anyone.
Всички обстоятелства ще бъдете благочестиви, никой няма да бъде жестоки към никого.
Next question.
Друг въпрос.
Well, this is the last question, if there's one. We'll allow one more. Because of your enthusiasm tonight.
Или най-много още един, защото има много ентусиазъм тази вечер.
All right, then that's it. So, I thank you very much.
Благодаря ви много.
Raja Vidya, Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Iskan Bulgaria devotees ki jai.